You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Saver, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Oh, this show is full of surprises today. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our special guest is here. We have some great news to start things off. We are nominated at the World Entertainment Awards. I'm nominated for Best Host, which is a great honor. We were nominated last year for Best Podcast, and this year they nominated me as Best Host. So we're very thankful and grateful and honored by that. And there's more good news around here. Today we are celebrating someone who means the world to us. Yes, it's happy birthday to our beloved Dwayne Brayboy. We are celebrating his birthday right here, and we are so grateful to him. Most of you have loved his sharing as a Tuscarora leader and teacher, a language teacher here, and the way that we have such great conversations. And I truly believe a good host is made by good guests. And so my Best Host nomination, a big part of it is that I get to visit with my beloved Dwayne Brayboy so often here. And I know all of you enjoy that as well. And he's one of our board members for our nonprofit. He graciously accepted the wise council seat that my brother held for many years. And so he is absolutely precious to us. And we are so thankful for Dwayne Brayboy. And we want to start off by sharing a poem that I wrote in honor of Dwayne Brayboy's birthday that will be in Whisper and Thunder magazine's upcoming issue, The Plan That Leads to Doom, a birthday gift poem for Dwayne Brayboy. Treaties screech, cut your hair, follow lies, bind idols and fiat before your eyes. Bite your tongue with the cruelty of lie. Bleed brine. But teacher says, cut covenants of strange fire and medicine. Out of the ashes nations rise, conjugating the old paths. Read right. And we have one more poem in honor of Dwayne Brayboy's birthday. The Shaking of Snakes, in honor of Dwayne Brayboy's birthday. Lurking by night at a pond called Haze, strange days, cracker crumbs rustle in bedsheets, woven from dynastic disappointments. Warriors arise, center the truth over lies, no disguise for this victory. I wrote both of these poems in honor of Dwayne Brayboy's birthday, and they will appear in the upcoming Whisper and Thunder magazine. But you know us, there's always more. In addition to this surprise birthday party episode, we have decided to dedicate our summer season to Dwayne Brayboy and to invite him to join us for the first Wednesday of every month for the rest of the year, if he would like to do so, and share his thoughts and his insights and all of the things that make you love him as much as we do. So we have gifts, we have prayers, we have congratulations, And we wish you a very, very, very happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy. And now, would you like to introduce yourself to our friends who are listening?
Yes, after that, I hardly need an introduction, but
right.
I officially am Dwayne Brayboy. My Tuscarora name is Runequatche. I am Bear Clan and with the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina in Robeson County. And I'm so honored. Thank you. Thank you. I am so honored to receive these sorts of spirit gifts from you that I've always said is just so much more valid to the right people than any material gift ever could be. You know, people talk about gift giving and such, and you know, for ages now, people, you know, what do you want for your birthday? They ask me. My God, there's nothing that I want. There's nothing that I need. You know, I've got everything that I need. You know, but when people remember, you know, I suppose on, you know, elder status, you know, like when people remember you, that is the best birthday gift, I think. Just the acknowledgement, and to be acknowledged in such a beautiful way as you've done. I am so honored and so grateful.
We're grateful to you. We're grateful for you. And so I would like to read this poem that I wrote for your birthday previously, but I'd like our friends to hear it because you're awesome. Circadian Carol, a birthday tribute to Dwayne Brayboy. God rest you merry, gentlemen. There's plenty to dismay as diphthongs, consonants, and vowels so quickly pass away. Our mother tongues woven into our souls once made every one of us every whit whole until a murder of crows washed our mouths out with lie, shackling ancestors' words to a language of lies. Hope overcomes even the cruelest transactions. Our faithful Creator gifted us you, your wisdom, your lessons, your good mind, too, and the sacred work that you teach us to do in our native language of love.
Yes, that is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. And as you,
and you know, I printed that out and I printed that out and have it in a frame.
Wow, now that is an honor. That is
an honor. I'm sorry, what were you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited that you like it. Thank you. And I was just going to ask you, as we talk about this new year for you, and we talk about language and culture and all the work you are doing, what is your great hope for this year?
Wow, my great hope for this year. Oh, there's so much. It's a broad topic. You know, I hope that the war in Ukraine ends. You know, I hope that comes to an end. I hope that the war against, and between Palestine and Israel. And I hope for those sorts of things. You know, for myself, again, I'm content in life, you know. I have what I want and need. I always hope the best for my loved ones and my family, my extended family. That all includes you, of course, and of course the best for my nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got our, you know, our own sets of struggles. You know, there's not a single Native nation on Turtle Island that is just, as they would say, sitting pretty and just no problems, no complications.
Right.
No, we know, you know, natives from all across Turtle Island, and no native community is perfectly sound. They've all got their challenges, just like we do. And so, of course, I hope the best for my people, and I'm doing what I can to try and make the best things happen. So we'll see.
We will indeed. Well, I would like to read another poem that we wrote in honor of your birthday a while back, and I just think it fits in exactly with what you were saying and the beauty of your nature and your culture as well. It's called The Thanksgiving Address, a birthday gift poem for Dwayne Brayboy. I met the Christ on the road to Emmaus, or the Powwow Trail, whichever you call it. He acted as if he would walk right past me. When I caught up, he laughed. Good old native humor. I met him again at a smoke dance. His feet flew faster than everyone there, which is saying something when you consider his wounds. When I asked, he answered, walking on water is a traditional dance. I saw him in front of the food pantry, multiplying two-piece fish dinners. The good kind, in brown paper and twine. When I asked if he steal heels, he replied, come and dine. I spotted him down home on the shores of the river, roasting fresh fish and toasting thick bread. When I told him, you're vegan, I remember, he said. I pressed corn and beans together into dumplings instead. I sighted him another day over by the jail, praying for protesters and posting activist bail. When I inquired why, he looked right into me, said I meant what I said about setting folks free. I found him surrounded by the seventh generation. Cradle boards, tiny tots, the smallest moccasins, laughing that babbling brook kind of laughter. When I joined in, he smiled too. You know, I'm tribal, just like you. The other day, someone told me that I had written almost enough poems for you to fill a chapbook. I thought that was just delightful. I love that.
Yes. Yes. And they're beautiful. All of them. I have them all. I have them all. I have them all in a scrapbook. I guess, so to speak. Now, I don't know. I don't scrapbook as a hobby, but I keep a couple of scrapbooks around because that's how I document certain things. In one of those scrapbooks, all the poems that you have ever written for me, I have them in one of those scrapbooks. And then I've got that one in the frame. Yes.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad. Well,
I'm so honored. I mean, it's like that old song, has anyone ever written anything for you? And, that expresses love, real love. I think, when you write for somebody, whether it's a heartfelt letter, or whether it's a song, or whether it's a poem, which is just a song without music, and it's music to me, and how much I love music. Just
wonderful,
and I'm so honored.
Oh, how beautiful. I was thinking, too, when you said that, in most of our cultures, the poets, the seers, the prophets, right, they gave us our history, our songs, all of our way of recording things and remembering things and honoring things. And I feel so blessed that you're willing to revive and to teach your language so that those words can go into the future. What do you want for the future of the Tuscarora language?
I want our language to be empowered, revitalized. My goal, my simple goal from the beginning was that, I want to walk among my people and my community and to be able to just speak to other people in our language like any other Tuscarora and be able to communicate with each other in our language. To me, that is that goal of mine. That's the long-term goal here. And that goal is, I think that in my head and in my heart, my soul, when that happens, then I'll know that we've beaten colonization. To me, that's the mark.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we've got other things that are important. There are other things that we do. You know, we've got, you know, our other cultural things like the powwow and, you know, other just cultural things, our ceremonies and such, you know, and they're all wonderful. And I participate in all those always. But to me personally, it's going to be the day that I go down home and I'm just walking among any random Tuscarora and just can be like, you know, that the guy is hot. Yeah, no, no. Mm-hmm. And just have them, you know, respond to me in our language just without thinking about it. Just an honest response, just as quickly as they would respond in English. To me, that is when, in my heart, I feel like we're going to have beaten colonization. And then we just go from there.
Yes. I love that so much because I know that it's possible. It can be done.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of it, that it's not extinct. It's not finished. It's not over. We have all the tools and we have all the passion to make your vision happen. I think one of the most touching things that I saw recently was two little ones, one of them mine, actually greet each other and respond in our language without any adult intervention. Like, in other words, you know, hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? You know, without us telling, oh, we're going to speak this, we're going to do that. And to me, when I see the young ones that still have some of our words, that means that they are carrying them into the future.
So look, exactly.
Let's talk about that.
That is, yeah, yeah.
Could we?
I can say, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I want you to talk about that to us, please, because we have people from all different tribes, 160 countries, all 50 states in the United States, the provinces of Canada as well, and all of us can do something to learn our original languages, can't we?
Yes, absolutely. Always. And, you know, my good friend that I call Kaka, which is Tuscarora for little brother, he's actually our PR representative for the nation, Donnie McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him the name Rahnawagiv, meaning a current in the swamp.
Wow.
Because, like, you know, swamp water is stagnant and, you know, all that. And then, you know, there's this current in the swamp and it, you know, it stirs things up. It makes things happen. And, you know, that's who he is.
Yeah.
That's why I gave him that name. And along those lines, he has now three daughters.
Mm.
Yes, his youngest was just born a couple of months ago.
Congratulations.
And yes, I know, right? And I'm so happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and his wife, she is Taino. But he's teaching them, or they are teaching their daughters, our language. And, you know, occasionally he'll send me a video of his eldest daughter speaking the language, you know, maybe numbers or thank you or good night or something like that. And just, you know, seeing these young Tuscaroras, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, just that age range, you know, talking, speaking our language, you know, to me, it just inspires so much hope that this is the way it should be. This is how we do it. You know, when I see the young, I want the elders to speak it as well.
Absolutely.
I want all of us to speak it. You know, I want the elders, the people in the middle, the young adults, the children. I want to hear everybody speaking it. But seeing the young people speak it like that, to me, it just is hopeful. It's a sign of hope because the only thing that's going to do is just cement inside their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to grow up with the language. They're going to grow up using the language. And that's inspiring.
Mm, definitely. Absolutely. And so now is a great time for me to read another piece that I wrote for another of your birthdays, The Decolonization of Dictionaries, for Dwayne Brayboy, with gratitude for your Tuscarora language preservation. Courage looks like nouns and verbs, sounds like participles and the weapon of gerunds, wielded against a horror of darkness, aimed amidst a murder of crows. Who know we have our own saints, our own holy water, our own way of talking that melts on our tongues. Under the sun, we are saved.
Yes. Beautiful. Another beautiful poem of yours. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you. And I would absolutely love it if right now you would let our friends hear some of your beautiful language. I think a lot of people don't understand how unique and special these languages are to each tribe, to each nation, and why they are so precious to us. And then when they hear us, they do understand. So could you share some of your language with us, please?
Of course. I'm always glad to do that. I will say, Wulnawagahev. And that is basically a summarization of our Thanksgiving address that we call Hakanaha Tetra, commonly referred to as the Thanksgiving address or the words before all else. This is these are words that we speak when opening up especially any traditional ceremony or tribal council meeting or some such, and we give thanks to these. People have asked me about it, other natives and non-natives, like to define this, and I've just simply condensed it down to, it's a prayer to Creator for all the sacred things and on earth and the heavens, that our lives would not be the same without these things that people take for granted every day. But yet without them, our lives would not be the same. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, first, in the way that this prayer of gratitude works is we start with the people, all the people, you know, not just Tuscaroras or not just Indians, but all the people of the world, because we are one human family. Yeah. And then we give thanks to Mother Earth, and we give thanks to all the waters on the earth. We give thanks for all the fish in the water. We give thanks to the fruit plants. And, you know, in Tuscarora or in Haudenosaunee culture, you know, strawberry is the leader of the fruit plants. Strawberries are, you know, some of us refer to the strawberry as the first medicine.
Yes.
And then we give thanks to the food plants, you know, in Haudenosaunee Tuscarora culture, the corn, beans, and squash are the leaders, specifically bear beans in Haudenosaunee culture, bear beans. Then we give thanks to all the medicine plants. And in my personal address, I expand on some of these things, and I go in a little bit more into detail about the medicine plants, because I know that that's, to me, that is important. So I expand on that a little bit. And then we give thanks to the animal people. And in our culture, you know, the deer is the leader of the animal people on earth, and we give thanks to all the trees, and then we give thanks to all the birds in the trees. And of the trees, here in Tuscaroras in North Carolina, the cypress is integral to our cosmology, I suppose you could say. And so, you know, the cypress is the leader of the trees here. Up north, the Tuscaroras up north, it's and the other Haudenosaunee up north, it's the maple, because maple is so important to them up there. But here in North Carolina, it's the cypress. And so, we give thanks for the birds, and of course, the eagle is the leader. Then we give thanks to the four winds. We give thanks to our grandfathers, the thunderers. We give thanks to the sun, our elder brother, the sun. And then Grandmother Moon. We give thanks for all the stars in the sky. We give thanks to the four spirits, the four beings. And then finally, we give thanks to Creator. Yep, Creator, the one who holds the sky.
Oh, I loved every minute of that. That was so spiritually satisfying and wonderful. And if right now you're listening and your spirit feels some peace or some yearning or anything like that, let that be a call to you to learn about your own culture and your own language as well. Even if it's just a word a day or it's just conversational. This is your moment. This is your sign that we want you to learn your heritage and your culture and your language as well. When we come back from our commercial break, well, thank goodness for us, Duane Brayboy will still be here. We'll be right back.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback. Providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
Presenting Great Moments in the History of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Happy birthday to Dwayne Bray Boy. We surprised him with this birthday party. And
you sure did.
Yay! I'm not very stealthy, really, in real life. You know, I don't have a poker face. My heart is on my sleeve. I'm happy. If I'm not, then I'm not. And so I really had to help myself not to tell you.
Right. You did a good job.
Yay! Oh, how wonderful that you're having a birthday, regardless of the day, every day. We are glad that you're born, and we're glad that you're here and in our lives as a source of constant wisdom and protection and love. We are so grateful to you, and we're so grateful for you. And so I would like to ask you to take the gifts that are in your life for language and culture and help our friends who are listening from all different cultures. We want our friends to learn their languages, to learn their culture, to learn their heritage, the good things in it that they can bring to their lives. So let's start this way. How can we who are parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles or teachers, you know, everybody has children. You know, some people say they don't have children, but everybody has children. Some of us are parents,
right,
or grandparents, but everyone, all children are for all of us to love. So how do we who are grown-ups begin to share our tribal languages or the languages from our culture with our children and young people?
Oh, I think it's really just fundamentally sharing the same way that, you know, there are different schools of thought on this. I know there are some people who feel that they should, who choose to start teaching their children their birthright languages first, and then English. And then there are some who get them started on English and then segue into incorporating, you know, tribal languages. But I do think that it's about accessibility. You know, I think when I've, over the years, as I've taught my people, I've always considered, how did I begin to learn English as a child?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard Mom speaking it, Mom and Aunt Debbie and Aunt Shirley. I heard, you know, them speaking it. I heard my brother speaking it. So I emulated what they said. So that very basic exposure is so imperative, because if nothing else, even before I could speak, my brain was forming these neural pathways that helped me understand how the language was supposed to even sound. And that, I think, is important to any learner. That's really the first place I begin when I start teaching people, is sometimes, you know, if I am teaching somebody who's just had no or very little exposure to the language,
mm-hmm.
I will be like, okay, here are these recordings of me. I got a couple of, you know, Tuscarora language recordings on YouTube, and then I've got some in other places. And then, of course, I can just speak. I will be like, let's just spend, you know, this immersion block of this course of today, of this class, you know, just listening to the language being spoken. Because just hearing it being spoken, if, say, I have somebody who doesn't speak the language, hearing it being spoken trains their brain on how the language is supposed to sound.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's so important, because I think from there, it's like people begin to naturally, I've noticed that people tend to naturally pick up where the inflections are, the mm-hmm. accents and such within languages, within words and the language and such. So I think that's very important, just simple exposure to language at first.
Mm-hmm. That's so helpful. Thank you. I also wonder, too, how you feel about this. I am a big believer in speaking. Like, let's just speak. I mean, I know there are people who have workbooks and textbooks, and let's learn all this conjugation and all this grammar and all of this, and that's wonderful. That's great. But I feel kind of like time's wasting. You know, like, let's learn how to say something, whatever it is, even if it's just conversational. How do you feel about that?
I feel very supportive of that statement, because I am that way too. I also believe in that. I never start people out with what I feel are too complicated of sentence structures or long words, or if I'm beginning to teach people how to conjugate a word, I don't dive into a complicated conjugation,
mm-hmm.
Or a root, a verb or noun root that might be behave differently than I always go for, you know, what is simple, and so I always, something I always ask people in every class that I can remember I've ever taught is,
mm-hmm.
what do you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a, because if say somebody wants to know how to introduce themselves more than anything in the world, then if I empower them to do that, they're going to be more likely to use it,
yeah.
because they're saying something that they really want to say. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it could be anything, like, you know, I've had people say, I want to tell, you know, my mother that I love her. Okay,
mm-hmm.
this is how you would do that, you know?
Gnorekwa. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Gnorekwa.
Mm-hmm. So this is how you would do that. So I always ask people what it is they want to say. And when I find that out, then I will empower them to do so. And then they take off with it. They will go run around and say this thing that they want to say so badly. And that helps, because then they have latched onto a word or phrase that's
mm-hmm.
going to, the more they say it, the more it's going to help them understand how our language is supposed to sound,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to realize that they're doing it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like at strawberry ceremony that we had on the 25th of May, you know, we, you know, like I said in the Thanksgiving address, you know, we sit Agadachi, the strawberry is the leader, and so we give thanks to the strawberries and other, the first fruits of the year, but, you know, that ensure we won't starve, you know, that we will have sustenance throughout the season. So we give thanks to Creator for the strawberry and the strawberry ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But at strawberry, I was speaking to one of my students. And we were going through the higher numbers, you know, like I, when I'm teaching in class, I'll talk about 1 through 10 and then 11 through 19, then 20 through 29. And so then I was like, okay, and then, you know, we can get into, it's, you know, you get into the hundreds, it's just as simple or maybe even more simple than the earlier stuff. You know what the word for two is, you know, so then, you know, nagayasti. That's two. Oh, okay, and now I get it. Yeah, 300. You know the word for three, ase. So,
uh-huh.
ase di gayasti. 300. Oh, and I could just see the light bulb go off in our head, like, oh, I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see that light bulb go off.
Yes. Yes. Oh, how wonderful. That is really marvelous. I love that approach to teaching, because it's so solution-focused and so success-oriented. You are speaking. You're not waiting to speak.
Yes.
You're not hoping you speak, but you are speaking. So to that end, what about the elders? You know, what about how can elders or people who are just grown-ups even, just grown-ups who didn't hear their own language or maybe haven't learned to speak it, how can adults become language learners and succeed?
I have, you know, as I said earlier, I teach all ages, and I do have had elders attend my classes over the years. Chief Leon Gahan, he mm-hmm. used to sit in on my classes, you know, when I would teach it. Over at Drowning Creek Longhouse. That was where, you know, his community. And so he would always sit in on the classes and, you know, and then he would, you know, sit in the back and he would just take it all in and then he would listen. And then at the end, he would just repeat some of it back to me. And that was his style. That was how he learned. And it worked for him. And so, yeah, I always encourage that. And so, yeah, it's always been really good to have elders or middle-aged people in classes, because it's always exciting to have anyone in class. But I think that the different ages affect me a little bit differently. Like with the young people, like I said earlier, these 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds that, you know, are speaking the language, it inspires hope,
mm-hmm.
you know, that our language will endure, that it will be carried on. But when I hear an elder speak it, it's so heartwarming, because it's like, I know these elders, you know, like say Mr. Cecil, you know, Chief Cecil Hunt, he is the chief at Saddle Tree. And the Saddle Tree community, and that's actually where most of my family's from, is from the Saddle Tree community down home.
Oh.
And, yeah, and so Mr. Cecil, he's been fighting for Tuscaroras since before I was born and I've got gray. he's been fighting for Tuscaroras most all his life. And I believe that he is now 81 years old.
Oh, wow.
And so hearing Mr. Cecil speak some of our language, it feels like full circle. Like, you know, and it's kind of bittersweet. You know, also, it's one of the emotions that come up. It's like he, you know, it's heartwarming, but I also feel a little, the bitter part is I wish he would have had this when
yeah.
all his life,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're taking it all back and we're just, you know, we're going forward with the best that we can.
Yes. One of the great things I always think about that is that it's all right with the ancestors. It's all right with the elders, because they made these sacrifices so we could move forward. They're,
right.
they're all right about it. Everything they did, even the fact that we have any of our languages or traditions or cultures left, it's for because of those people who risked their lives when there was no religious freedom for Native people to do ceremonies at
right.
night. You know, the fact that we have any words left is because somebody kept talking even after the residential schools and all of that. And so I wish that too sometimes, that they had had more, or they had had what we have now, but everything they did was so that we could have now. And I
right.
wonder if
exactly.
you would tell us something, if you don't mind, from your own life. You have written about so eloquently why you started to speak the Tuscarora language and the meaning of I love you in that journey. Could you speak to us a little bit about that?
Yes. I know that our language is the backbone of our identity.
Mm-hmm.
I or of our identities as collectively Native peoples, or really anybody around the world. You know, like I've always encouraged, you know, and it's been inspiring to watch, you know, people like, say, the Irish, you know, refuse to surrender the Irish language in favor of English, or the Welsh, you know, enacted the Welsh Language Act of 1994, where everything in the country of Wales is bilingual now. You know, that's so inspiring. And likewise, I feel like that, you know, these other people around the world, they also know that their language is the backbone of their identity. But furthermore, it's about, you know, I got to a point, you know, when I was younger and decided to just not be satisfied with knowing a few words and phrases and our language, and I just wanted to take it all back.
Yes.
I realized that of the few words and phrases in Tuscarora that I knew, I could sense the ancestors' values, their worldview, in these words and phrases, which are quite different from English. And, you know, in some words and phrases, there's just really no equivalent. And so it was a curiosity. But as much as that, it was that the more I learned about my language, it was that I realized how intimately the ancestors wove their worldview and values into our language.
Yes.
And so while I can't go back 500 years or 1,000 years and speak to my Tuscarora ancestors, I can learn the language that they spoke. And I can know them through our language for the worldview and the values that they wove into our language. And that's very empowering. It's very empowering. And that's something I want for my Tuscarora people. That's something that I want for all other people, natives on Turtle Island, people in Europe with language endangerment, all around the world. I want that sort of empowerment for everybody to be that culturally sound.
Yes. Oh, how gorgeous. How sacred. That is wonderful. I love it. I love it. And we love you, too. I wonder if there's anything else you want to share with us as we celebrate your birthday and the fact that you're here to do this great work. What else do you want to say to our friends?
Oh, well, I could say that our word for our Tuscarora word for eclipse is sky. Speaking about my birthday, I can share with you all that I was summoned into the world by a full eclipse, a total eclipse.
Wow!
I don't know if I've ever told you that.
No, you haven't.
But our word for eclipse is sky, and you know, it means it enters again. You know, there's the old, you know, belief about the story about, you know, the various stories about, you know, beliefs about eclipses and stuff in the old days. But, I was summoned into the world by a total eclipse. And it was that mom was very near delivery with me. Mm-hmm. And Grandpa had gone to visit Mom and took her out to lunch. And while they were at lunch at Shoney's Big Boy, the sun eclipsed the moon. And, the sun was eclipsed by the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom's water broke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, I've always heard these, the power of these celestial events, like the higher frequency of births during a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard of these statistics before. Well, it's, my birth kind of lends some credibility to that belief, because that's how I came to be.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That is beyond beautiful. I did not know that, but I love knowing that. And it explains so much to me that you are such a sacred person. And you have such a calling that the Creator has given you and gifted you to be able to do. And so I just hope some people are saying thank you to you for your great work that you are doing. But just in case, I want to say thank you to you. Thank you for all that you are doing and all that you've already done and all that you're going to do. And we are so grateful, just grateful for you.
Well, I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for you all. I'm very grateful for the space you've given me, the gifts you've given me over the years. I've so often believed that I just really wouldn't be where I'm at today had I not been supported by you and encouraged by you so much over the years. And, back when we first met, I mean, I just was still very much not a speaker. I could not speak to people I didn't know. And, after you inviting me onto your show and being able to speak this comfortably to all these people, mm-hmm. these beautiful, wonderful people that are your subscribership, I suppose. I think of how far I've come.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of how far I've come, I always think that being able to speak to other people, like big groups of people, I always think of you, and I always thank you for that. That very well be the biggest, most meaningful gift you've ever given to me.
Mm. Wow. Well, we love you very much. And your whole life is a gift to us. And we are thankful for you, and we're thankful to you, and we're grateful to the Creator for you and the eclipse that brought you to all of us. And we wish you a very happy birthday and many, 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 many happy returns and good health
so grateful.
And happiness.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. I am grateful for you. I give you my honor, my respect, my love, and I love you.
Thank you for all of you who joined us today to celebrate Dwayne Brayboy and his birthday. And thank you to all of you who helped to make this conversation and every conversation that we get to have with amazing, wonderful lights and lives possible. We're grateful, we're thankful, and most of all, we're thankful to the Creator, Mado. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time.
To come and save her, better believe they get on their knees and pray all, they pray all, and never look back once the war forgave you.
She is silent, she's gay, oh no.
Lord, and your come and save her. Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.